Ukraine security issue.
Emergency power cuts have been continuously applied in Kyiv and seven other regions in northern and central Ukraine today, along with planned outages all over the country, reads an announcement on the site of Ukrenergo, Ukraine's electricity transmission system operator. The Kharkiv Metro's press service announced that trains were out of operation due to problems in the city's electricity grid. The authorities remind Ukrainians to decrease energy consumption, especially in the peak hours of the morning and evening. Emergency outages shall continue for two more weeks, unless the Russians shell the system again, said Dmytro Sakharuk, executive director of DTEK Energy Company. He added that saving energy has been a challenge, since consumers start doing their household chores in the intervals between outages. We've resorted not only to scheduled outages, but to emergency cuts too. This situation shall continue until power lines and other infrastructure are repaired, so that electricity can be delivered to Kyiv from other Ukrainian regions, or until new generating capacities are available. For the moment, both mentioned resources have been damaged as a result of the shelling last week and earlier. Unless there is more shelling and destruction, everything can be repaired in the nearest future. As we have reported earlier, Ukraine's energy infrastructure has suffered massive missile attacks on the 10th, 11th, 22nd of October, and on the 2nd of November. 40% of the energy infrastructure of Ukraine has been damaged as a result of Russia's missile strikes. The Ukrainian armed forces are confident that Russia shall continue its attacks upon Ukraine's energy infrastructure and hydrotechnical facilities. Yuri Ihnat, spokesperson for the Ukrainian Air Force Command, said at a briefing at Ukraina Media Center. The enemy forces are helpless against the Ukrainian army. We've witnessed obvious problems in specific areas on the front line, problems with their equipment and human resources. During the autumn-winter season, they will make our energy facilities their prime targets, since people rely on this infrastructure so heavily in their lives. We understand that the missiles provided by Iran shall also be used against energy infrastructure facilities, as well as cruise missiles. A report from London-based think tank, the Royal United Services Institute, warns that Russia is likely to use the same bombing techniques it used in Syria to devastating effect. The report reminds that the Russian army is currently led by General Sergei Suravikin, responsible for the bombardment of Aleppo. The analytical report reads that for efficient defense, Ukraine needs additional portable anti-aircraft missile systems, anti-aircraft systems with radar guidance, such as the Gepard, as well as modern Western jets and missiles for persistent countermeasures against the Russian aerospace forces. Russian pilots have been careful during the course of the war, so even a small number of Western fighter jets could have a serious deterrent effect, analysts explained. President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced that Ukraine has received new anti-aircraft defense systems that significantly strengthen its air defense. According to him, the country is gradually moving towards the goal of fully protecting the Ukrainian sky. The recent escalation of Russian missile and drone terror has only resulted in the world responding with new aid to Ukraine, and Ukraine is doing everything possible for as many countries as possible to join this aid, said Volodymyr Zelensky. The head of state also reiterated the conditions under which Ukraine could agree to negotiations with Russia. Genuine peace negotiations. Into such negotiations, which we have repeatedly proposed, and to which we always received insane Russian responses with new terrorist attacks, shelling or blackmail. Once again, restoration of territorial integrity, respect for the UN Charter, compensation for all damages caused by the war, punishment of every war criminal and guarantees that this will not happen again. These are completely understandable conditions. No one is forcing Ukraine into a disadvantageous negotiation process, or rather into the acceptance of Russia's ultimatum, presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak said in an interview with Radio Liberty. His comments came as a response to publications in Western media about US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan prompting Ukraine's leadership to publicly signal its willingness to negotiate peace. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will take part in the G20 Leaders Summit in Bali, Indonesia. Serhiy Nikiforov, President Zelensky's press secretary, said in an interview with Ukrainian public broadcaster Suspilne. As Nikiforov mentioned, Zelensky will most likely attend in online format. On November 3rd, during a joint press conference with the President of Greece, Zelensky said he wouldn't participate in the summit if Putin attended. Indonesian President Joko Widodo believes that Russian President Vladimir Putin could attend the G20 summit online. The Vatican and other international organizations are still confused about the main factors in this war and causal relationships of what is happening, said political expert Ihor Chalenko. According to him, the Vatican is still trying to reconcile Ukrainians with Russians, while Russia is committing genocide against Ukrainians.
Сьогодні проти нас здійснюються відверті акти геноциду за рахунок атаки на нашу енергетичну інфраструктуру.
Today we are suffering blatant genocidal attacks. Attacks upon our energy infrastructure, culture and education. We've seen what goes on occupied territories. Russia simply wants to destroy Ukrainians as a separate people. When all these mediators arrive at this logic, their position could change, and their involvement could transform into fervent support of Ukraine on the battlefield. Ukraine has commenced the construction of a new An-225 Mriya, the largest and most powerful transport aeroplane in the world. The press center of Ukrainian aircraft maker Antonov told Ukrainian radio. According to available expert estimates, Ukraine has about 30% of the components that could be used to build the second model of the aircraft. Building the aircraft will cost at least 500 million euros. More details can be disclosed after Ukraine's victory in the war, the aircraft company noted. We remind you that on the first day of Russia's full-scale war against Ukraine, the Russian invaders destroyed the flagship of Ukrainian aviation, the An-225 Mriya aircraft in Hostomel Airport, where the airliner was undergoing repair.